1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Cranking it up here early Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. If you tuned in because you wanted to catch the recap of the weekly news, just know this. Rosie is now occupying the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be broadcasting 4 hours every single Saturday morning. And we're out broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. You're listening to Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley in the Comets, which just happened to be the song of the year. The year. Sanderson Ford opened in 1955. Play it, Mike. Play it. I love those old 1955 and 56 Fords, man.
I've heard this song many times. Yep. Who is it again?
It's Bill Haley and the Comets.
Wouldn't have guessed that one.
You wouldn't have guessed that one?
Before you sat down, did you get a chance to go see the 1940 F-150 sitting? Or I don't know if when was F-150? I think this was pre-F-150 years. But they've got a 1940 pickup truck right over here, fully restored, beautiful, dark green color with the white rubber tires.
It's a good thing it has signs that says "Do not touch." Because
I was going to drive it.
I was getting ready to start petting it. A beautiful truck, absolutely beautiful. Rosie on the House, broadcasting from Sanderson Ford. We're doing a customer appreciation day as Sanderson Ford celebrates their 60th anniversary here this Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend as well. We've got the President's Day car sale going on with unmatched deals on any vehicle you've got here. They've got the lot completely loaded. While we were here, I killed two birds with one stone. I think you did too. I dropped my truck off in the back. I said, could y'all get this serviced while I'm here? Perfect. Had to walk across that back lot back there. I mean, there's hardly room for a skinny guy like me to even weave his way between the cars. I just barely made it back. They've got so many parked on that back lot. So get on out here. The Arizona Crawfish Company is just starting the boiling pots. We're going to boil 120 pounds of fresh crawfish that Romy just picked up at the airport last night. We're going to serve that for free for the first guests that get here. We've already got people showing up and registering. We've got water bottles to give out. We've got tickets to the International Sportsman Show that Sanderson Ford is sponsoring next weekend at the Cardinal Stadium. So there's no – if you were even thinking about going out today and looking at cars, come here because you have a whole lot more fun here than you can have anywhere else, and you have a much better buying experience.
And that's exactly right, the buying experience. You hear stories about people that have worked at dealerships where they'll, here, give us your keys. We'll appraise your car. And then the keys go to the manager, and then the manager decides at one point, if ever, they give the keys back, trying to wear down that person into purchasing a new one. It's stories that I won't reveal the name, but it's actually a guy working here. He said, I went to work at dealership. I lasted 3 days because I couldn't stand it. He said, I've got an opening at Sanderson Ford. And said, I'll never leave here. They do business right. And Lauren Clifton, one of the sales managers in one of the meetings we were sitting in, I'll never forget what he said. He said, you know, people just deserve to be treated right. And that's the kind of atmosphere we have here at Sanderson Ford. And joining us now is top head of the family.
Top dog.
Top dog. The top oldest, dog. Matt Kimmerly, who, as part of Sanderson Ford, runs another pretty unique division here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you guys doing?
Couldn't be better, buddy.
It's early.
It's late. Come on now. Now that we're on at 7 every morning, you want a wake-up call at 6:55 just so you can catch the whole show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Give you a little time to get a cup of coffee and stretch before you. It starts with that rooster crow.
Do they have DVRs for radio?
It's called podcasting.
Well, he runs Jennifer's favorite division here at Sanderson Ford.
Well, I don't know what I do here, but it's just kind of whatever they asked me to do today, I guess. So, you know what? I handle all the unique pieces as it would be. The Tom car, which is a UTV that we've been selling here for about, it's been about 8 years now. And plus on handling the Roush stuff. And then also on the marketing side, I handle and set up and deal with all the outside promotions, events, that kind of stuff.
You know, Jennifer keeps asking me, when are we getting our Tom car? When are we getting our Tom car? And I said, look, Matt's in charge of this. As soon as Matt puts the Roush team and the Tom Carr team together, we will get a Roush Tom Carr. I promise you.
Is that something the custom shop over here could work on?
I'm sure it's something they can put together for sure.
Now, look, talk about this Tom Carr. I'm an outdoorsman. I've got multiple outdoor vehicles. I've got the four-wheel quads. I started with the three-wheel quads. You've got the passenger. What do you call the larger quads that you ride in? What's the name for those? There's some name for them.
But the UTV market as a whole is a something that's come on in the last 12, 15 years, which is the side-by-side market. The Tom Carr's actually been around for 25 years. It's an Israeli military vehicle, still used today by the Israeli Army.
Do they come with a gun-mounted turret?
In Israel, they do. Yeah. So, the manufacturing opened up here in Phoenix 10 years ago. It's up in the just east of the Deer Valley Air Park.
Manufacturing. So, I didn't realize that.
So the cars are built. They're jigged in the frame and everything. All here, so it's 100% manufacturing here in the United States.
And it's kind of the off-road vehicle taken to the max.
Well, it's a military version, so everything's built to Israeli military specs. And most of the UTVs you get out there in the market are plastic, light tubing. This is the heavy-duty Superman's version of steel, fiberglass, and just a beast out there.
My baby daughter, Carol, is out here helping us with the broadcast today. I think she's out setting out some signs and stuff and whatnot. But I wish she were here. She could testify to the fact that your legal department probably won't appreciate this, but I think it's literally impossible to flip one of those. Because
it's not impossible, but it's very difficult.
I've tried hard.
We'll make sure you sign that extra waiver next time. And no, you know, I just got back. I was last couple of days. I've been out. There was a UTV rally out in Quartzsite, and we're out there with 100 other makes and models. And we had a big monster hill climb yesterday. And I know they told everybody else when they had to get up to it that put it in four low and your diff lock and take it careful and go up this thing and here's your line and everything else. And they get us up to the line and they said, just punch it and go. And there was a lot of naysayers in the crowd that said, there's no way a two-wheel drive vehicle is going to make it up this thing. It's just impossible. And then we get through it and get through the top, and they go, there's no way that's a two-wheel drive vehicle. It's got to be. So the Tom Carr is two-wheel drive, but it's built for high-speed off-roading. It's built to attack obstacles because you've got the suspension, because you've got the ground clearance and everything else. It's set up to attack through stuff then versus just kind of slow crawling and going like that.
Now, I've been to Sedona, and I've paid for the pink Jeep tours, mm-hmm. and I've paid to rent a Tom Carr for the day and do my own tour. There's no doubt in my mind which one's the better day.
Well, we followed those guys up there, and they, you know, they kind of set the standard for off-roading in Sedona. They kind of developed that whole area. And if anybody gets the opportunity to go to Sedona, definitely do it. It's an awesome experience and one of the most beautiful places here in Arizona. But we followed up on the first year, I remember, and we're sitting behind these, and it's 5 miles an hour up Diamondback, and their heads are bouncing off each other and the people in the back, and we hit the thing at 25:30 and pass them on the way at the top. So it's a different experience, and it's a little bit more, I guess, if you're an adrenaline junkie, it's definitely the way to go.
The thing I like about the pink Jeep tours is the information and the background and the history you can always get on the region and the flora and the fauna from the drivers. Their drivers are very, very educated. But
you're going slow enough to see the floor and fauna, too. So.
But for the adrenaline, rent the Tom Carr.
And Tom Carr's a sponsor of the Arizona Crawfish Festival. They always bring a couple, a couple up to drive.
Have y'all set the date this year?
First Saturday in August. So August 1st this year.
You know, 2 years ago we had a celebrity driver that actually gave test drives in the Tom Carr.
And Rosie did. I came to him
we had a blast.
Said, you know, Matt, because your son had just been born, mm-hmm. and y'all were taking him to bed. And so he's like, you know, Rosie, can you take over driving for a little while, giving tests? And I think you were on there till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. We had to save a little bit of crawfish. And you came back just starving.
And covered it in dust. Remember, you could hardly see him.
Hey, if that Tom car would have had just a little bit more gas, I'd have been out there another hour.
And we would have,
there were people standing in line. I think I gave 40 or 50 joyrides that day. It was a blast.
That year, we ended up taking the Tom cars home. And so the next Monday.
Just to clean them, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah,
we wanted to bring them back clean.
So Monday, I said, you know what? I'm going to take the girls to school in the Tom car. And from our house to the bus stop is about 8 miles. And we took a dirt road the whole way. And it was fun. I don't know that there's a week that's been by. I want to know when we're going to get one.
Yeah.
Well, next we'll give you the Roush to give the test drives in. The new Stage 3 that's the 2015 Mustang that's 627 horsepower. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I think you we'll see the
that's what I'm
the
talking
on-road
about.
Driving skills.
Oh, man. They're not near as good as the dirt driving.
Well, it's hour number 4 of Rosie on the House. This is our first broadcast with a fourth hour starting at 7 a.m., and we're doing it live at Sanderson Ford, celebrating Arizona's 101 birthday, Sanderson Ford's 60th year in business, and it's a customer appreciation day that Sanderson Ford is hosting for you, the customer, Arizona homeowners and vehicle owners. Come on by 6400 North 51st Avenue.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about this Ford pickup truck they call the Raptor.
The Raptor is
who is the brainchild of that car?
The Ford R&D guys that put this truck together and sent it out to the Baja and introduced it that way was definitely the way to come about it and say we've got the best vehicle and the baddest vehicle on the road. Unfortunately, right now it's taken a little hiatus for about another year, and a year from now we should start being taking orders for the 2017, which will be even bigger, even better. More suspension
everything.
Travel, more everything. It's the off-road modes in the truck go to most extent, and you know, it's such a market leader that nobody even wants to follow it right now, or can't even afford to get into it. So any of the other brands,
when they rolled this vehicle out, I mean, it was literally an off-road racing pickup truck off the factory floor.
Well, it's pretty close. It's the only full pre-runner, if you will, and I use that term loosely for this, but it's the only long-travel truck that's available or was available through a manufacturer's side without spending, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 in aftermarket equipment to be put on it. So.
And in your off-road racing lingo, long travel is referring to the suspension system.
Correct. It takes the standard travel of 6 or 7 inches up to almost 13 inches on the truck. So.
Makes a little difference on scooting across the washboard roads?
Absolutely. Don't even feel it. Plus the Fox internal reservoir shocks, too, were just awesome.
I tell you, I'm in a condition of analysis paralysis because I'm looking at the convertible Roush Mustang, and then I'm looking at the Raptor, and I'm looking at the Mustang, and I'm looking at the Raptor. I'm living in a very dangerous state of indecision. I may just have to double down.
I was at my new vehicle. I was going for that Raptor. And at the same time, the kids were getting heavy into rodeo, junior rodeo. So, you know, We went with the 250 for the towing power for the horse, for the rodeo. But one day, and you know what it sounds like with the 17 that's coming out, that might have been the right decision in the right order. Get the version number 2.
Get a matching pair, maybe?
Oh, there you go. All right, Matt, we're going to hear from your dad. We actually had the opportunity to visit with him while they were out of town this week, and he's just we had the opportunity, if you missed it earlier, Sue, the daughter of Don Sanderson, spoke just about the history of it. But Dave's going to talk to us just about all the stuff Sanderson Ford does outside of just being Arizona's number one Ford dealership.
Dave Kimmerly, owner of Sanderson Ford, Arizona's largest Ford dealer. We're excited to be at Sanderson.
Gosh, the special recognition and so on. You know, 27 years for you and 60 for us is a big deal in today's world.
Aside from the history, talk about the community involvement over the years. Starting first, Don was an Army man, and y'all's commitment to the troops, I'm sure, goes back to him. But in today's real time, just talk about what y'all do for our veterans.
Well, you know, it's really important. It's not just a flash in the pan or something that's because it's probably it is the right thing to do. But I was in the Air Force, and so basically everything Mr. Sanderson did, except he served in the war, I didn't. But just the appreciation for the military goes way back, and sharing all his things when he was in the Army, and then carrying it forward. You know, today, Romy, very few people are touched by the military. And back then, there was a draft and so on, but there's so few people. It's the smallest force that we've ever had in the United States. So I know there's a lot of things that say support your troops, but most people don't even know what that means. And so supporting the troops to us is supporting the troops. The military assistance mission is one that we do. And when these troops come back, they need help. And the government doesn't seem to take care of everything. And we even have a program we're involved in, a soldier's best friend, which is for PTSD soldiers that come back and need a dog or something. So there's an outfit, a soldier's best friend. One of our best friends, a veterinarian, I think you may have met him at one time, John Burnham. They started this, and they have trainers training these dogs and so on. So supporting the military and their needs, sometimes they come back, they need to pay their rent, sometimes they need to put a roof on their house or whatever, and that's what the military assistance mission does. And we tie it into our Operation Santa Claus also. So consequently, all the food and clothes and toys and money are shared with our charities.
As big as supporters of all of our Arizona sports teams, y'all make sure that there's not a single sporting event that doesn't have veterans in the seats.
That's exactly right. That is so much fun because, you know, this is a major league city, but, you know, it costs a lot to go to some of these games, and to be able to have seats for soldiers at Cardinals, Suns, Diamondbacks, and Coyotes is just huge, and we're real proud of that. And all of our relationships with the Cardinals, Suns, Diamondbacks, and Coyotes, they are just elated with the response that they get. So it is a pay it forward.
There's also a number of other nonprofits that y'all help support.
Right. SARC is the Southwest Autism Resource and Research Center, is just huge. There's so many. This is a major part of what's available in Phoenix for those that have a need with autistic children. And there's all kinds of things that they do. They even train the older kids for the garden works or the culinary works, which is where they get to train for jobs that are available. Phoenix Children's Hospital is another one. Ronald McDonald House Charities is huge, what they do for families when they're in need, when a child is in the hospital and so on. And, of course, the St. Mary's Food Bank. You know, people need to eat all year round, so we support them all year round, not just at Christmas time. And, you know, I would like to mention our relationship. We're so thankful. There's not much left in life but relationships. And consequently, our relationship with you, Rosie on the House, for the many years and all the things that you do, we just say thank you for being one of our partners. And we're just very thankful that everything that you do is such a tremendous help in our community, and we appreciate it.
When I say we can't do it without y'all, I mean it literally. We're very proud of working local, shopping local, supporting local, and you couldn't make an honest living without transportation. And gosh, Rosie's first Ford was 1979, and we've been Ford people ever since, and Sanderson Ford, so we couldn't have done this without y'all.
Well, that makes a perfect fit.
That's Dave Kimmerly, owner of Sanderson Ford, Arizona's largest Ford dealer, always closed on Sunday.
In celebration of their 60-year family tradition here at Sanderson Ford, 6400 North 51st Avenue. The pots are boiling. We will have live crawfish here in just a little over an hour, free for anybody that wants to come in and sample. And you can get a water bottle back here behind us that we're handing out to the first 50 people. Sign up to win this wonderful gear bag from the International Sportsman's Expo. And we actually have tickets to the expo next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So come on down. It's a free event. All you got to do is be here.
Come on down, y'all. Laissez la bon temps rouler. It's Anderson Ford today.
And is the Starliner Diner open today? Not usually on Saturday.
Not usually, no.
And we've got Brooke here with us today. You run the Starliner Diner.
I do, with my sister Brittany. She manages it, and then I help her out. So.
And it, if you've never been to it, it's a 1950-style old diner setting.
It is.
Well, comfort food par excellence.
Well, and you look through the menu, they've done a good job. There's the menu items reflect a lot of the vehicle lines.
That's right. Got the sandwich, the Fairlane.
Yeah, got the Fairlane.
I had the Thunderbird cheeseburger yesterday while we were here setting up.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
What's your favorite part of working in the diner?
Meeting the people and being nice, and I don't know.
What are y'all's hours?
7 to 2:30, Monday through Friday.
So breakfast and lunch, and it's on the Maryland entrance. So if you've never been, it's 51st Avenue in Maryland. There's a light. Turn west on the light, and at the service entrance, you'll see the Starliner Diner between the service department and the showroom.
And the showroom.
Jennifer, right next to the custom shop.
Jennifer deliberately schedules her expedition service during the hours the Starliner is open so that she can always go in there and see Brooke and grab a sandwich and a milkshake or a float or a sundae or something like that. So that's Jennifer's big reason for getting service here at Sanderson, so she can go visit you at Starliner. Last time she was in there, she caught the whole family. Y'all were here doing photo shoots to celebrate your 60th anniversary.
Yes, we were all here doing that, so that's pretty fun.
That's great. Well, again, we congratulate you and your family for all y'all are doing here on the corner of Maryland and 51st Avenue, south of Glendale at 6400 North 51st Avenue. You can't miss it. And, of course, we've got the Sanderson Lincoln dealership up on Bell as well. If you're looking at that MKX or MKZ, two awfully fun little vehicles to scoot around in.
And Matt just came and mentioned in my ear, next week, you know, there are always events going on at Sanderson Ford, and they have a car show, and they will open the diner will be open on Saturday for the car show.
Oh, okay. Big car show next week. I wonder what club they got coming out. Probably multiple clubs.
I'm sure we'll get that information here.
Oh, man.
So come on out. We are live at Sanderson Ford again, 6400 North 51st Avenue. And in the next hour, as always, we're going to jump into the landscape and gardening. This is an extra hour that has been presented to us, and we're very grateful for Bonneville for opening that. We haven't decided exactly what the hour topic is going to be.
I've decided.
It's going to be your Rosie's news headline, news commentary.
News and nonsense commentary.
News and nonsense commentary.
I'm just joking. Jennifer won't let me do that. So if you've got an idea of something you'd like us to cover in the fourth hour, give us a ring or email us or hit us on Facebook and tell us, here's what we'd like Rosie on the House to do. We could do barbecue, cooking, fry. We can fry anything. We could do a fried food show every single day, every single Saturday.
Each week we just find something different to fry.
That's right. We call it a fried show with Rosie on the House. We could expand the garden show. We could do more home improvement. We could get down into more detail and even more building science.
You could do a life coaching show, a home finance hour. I don't know. Sky's the limit.
How about Arizona Almanac show where we talk about things going
around
every
corner?
That'd
be a lot more fun.
Yeah. I mean, I just got back from 3 days down in Wilcox, Arizona, and man, Cochise County has more things going on than you can shake a stick at. It's unbelievable, all the stuff they got going. And then the week before that, I was over in Globe. Holy cow, Graham, if you haven't been to Graham County and figured out all, in Gila County, and figured out all the things they got going on over there, it's unbelievable. So we could have an Arizona Almanac show.
Hey, whatever it is, but we want to hear from you, our listeners, on what you would like to hear during this broadcast. Now, 7 to 11. It's Rosie on the House. The next hour as we go into the garden. It is the second Saturday of the month, so we are going to be talking trees. We have John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service here with his special guest. Many of you have heard him on the broadcast before and are familiar with him. The urban farmer, Greg Peterson. So we've got two very knowledgeable guests. And if you'd like to talk to him or have questions, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Get on the line now. We'll open the broadcast, taking calls.
Jump on early because that's a guest that always fills the phone line. So give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Same phone number, same show, just 1 hour bigger and badder and better than ever. Right here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live. Get out here to Sanderson Ford. We've got crawfish. Boudreaux's got one right there in his hand. We're going to be dropping them in the water pretty soon. Free crawfish. Get here.